At WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief. Israel says it has nothing to add to CBS News confirmation. A weapons delivery to Israel has been placed on hold. Correspondent David Martin.
The official said the U.S. was concerned about the impact those bombs could have in a dense urban area. The administration is also reviewing whether to go ahead with a delivery of other precision-guided weapons.
Almost three dozen pro-Palestinian protesters were arrested this morning at George Washington University.
I mean, I'm still doing my homework, but I'm thinking less about my exams and more about what's happening right now in Rafah.
Dozens of demonstrators also arrested at FIT in New York City. Bankruptcy lawyers say FTX investors will get their money back plus interest. CBS's Jill Schlesinger says they still lose out on profits.
Most cryptocurrencies have tripled since the time of the FTX bankruptcy, but for many, getting something is certainly better than nothing, and they could have seen nothing at the end of the day.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden in Racine County today announcing a huge expansion of Microsoft's footprint. But the latest ABC News poll shows voters prefer Donald Trump on the economy.
The only areas where Biden has an advantage, health care and protecting abortion rights. About one in five voters overall on just about all of these issues say they actually don't trust either of the major candidates for president to handle them.
Stephen Portnoy reporting in Washington. Vice President Kamala Harris returns to Wisconsin next week. It will be her fourth visit to Wisconsin this year. Harris plans to be in Milwaukee a week from tomorrow to call attention to the administration's efforts to boost the economy with steps like student loan debt forgiveness and support for education. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRA News, I'm Melissa Kay. A Wisconsin Army National Guard soldier from Wausau will face the top National Guard soldiers in the country in Vermont this August. Specialist Kenton and Staff Sergeant Alexander Kilbane of Sparta won the Best Warrior competition in May as part of a three-way tie. Kenton was chosen because he took first in the most events. He said his success is not just him, but others around him pushing him and helping him to succeed. The competition takes place August 5th through the 9th in Vermont. If you're a high school senior and you haven't completed your FAFSA for college yet, you can get free help. The Fair Opportunity Project is offering free one-on-one virtual coaching sessions to help with the application process. Like other states, Wisconsin has seen a drop in completion rates for the FAFSA, down over 8,000 from last year. You can get help at finishyourfafsa.org. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Partly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms developing by mid to late afternoon today. Our high near 74 with wind north at 5 to 15. Tonight, scattered showers will drop down to 46. Tomorrow, clouds and a few showers in the morning. Some sunshine by later afternoon with a high tomorrow near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5.
Do you know where we are, James?
I had a second there. I had a second there where I not only forgot that, I forgot my name for a second there. Kind of get things going. I have like World War III migraine between my ears this morning.
No.
That is.
Seems to be going around.
Mm-hmm. We got a good show lined up for you this hour. We're going to have some fun. Some That Ain't Right stories. Good stories of the day. We'll get to some local stuff as well. But we'll kick the hour off with a little bit of entertainment news for you. And nothing too much to get into today. I want to talk about a lot of local theater. I want to get into that. That's where I really want to put our time in, Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, promote, talk about some of the great local things going on.
There's a lot of them.
But this is an interesting one. Airbnb is offering fans a chance to stay in homes from different movies, along with unique events and celebrities. They're calling it icon experiences, and they'll continue to roll it out throughout the year.
Okay.
Now, this seems like a kind of fun one. This seems interesting. So here are some of the highlights. And I want you guys, I want audience participation. I want to hear from all of you, 424-2600. Feel free to call up and join the conversation. Let me know a place you would love to stay. What's a famous place, you know, you've seen in the movies, TV shows, something like that, you know, that you would like to stay in. We'll go ahead and give you this list. So number one, Carl's house from Up.
Okay.
That's a good one. That's a good
one. From the cartoon?
Yeah. Now, especially if it actually goes up. Like, oh, yeah, I definitely want to check that
one.
Yeah,
if it's going to fly, for sure.
The X Mansion from X-Men. Yeah, that's a pretty cool one. It just looks kind of cool, too.
Mm-hmm.
The Ferrari Museum in Italy.
Ooh.
That would be pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, Prince's House from Purple Rain. Wow. Oh, I didn't even think of that. Oh, yeah, Melissa, look at that.
Cool.
Yeah. That looks pretty cool, actually.
Mm-hmm. Purple.
Very. And you have his those eyes right there, too. That seems like interesting. It could be. Sleep like the kid himself, get a look into the prince's world, or go crazy for rare prince tracks. There's a number of different things on this one. Wow. That looks pretty cool. Coming in August. Yeah, you can't check that one out until August, though. There is the Emotions Headquarters in Inside Out 2. Okay. An intimate Doja Cat performance in a living room.
All right.
A heck of a thing to offer. And a private comedy show hosted by Kevin Hart with special guests.
Wow.
That seems like, yeah, sign me up for that one. That seems pretty cool. again, that one's coming up in April, and it is hosted by Kevin Hart.
I would hope so.
I didn't know if it was something he was showing up at, or he was just going to show up there, or he went to, you know,
or it's his actual his
house
living
or something
room.
Like that. Yeah, I don't know.
That'd be weird.
Fun facts about Kevin Hart, just as a side note, everybody. He spends way too much time working, he says. His work is a comedian businessman. He has two dogs. And a fun fact about him, he was a naturally competitive swimmer.
Interesting.
I didn't know either. I could see that, though. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Most of the experiences are free or at least under $100 per person since they're basically promotional events. There will be a limited amount of bookings, though, so that could be the tougher part. If you're interested in any of these offerings, you have to go to the events page to request a booking. Airbnb says that more than 4,000 tickets will be given out this year. Not all of them will be are available yet. So, like I said, the Kevin Hart one, the Prince's House one, those are not available until August, from what I could see.
Interesting.
So it's unshocking to anybody out there, the Simpsons house is probably the first choice I would have. They've got a couple of real ones out there, I think. There's actually, because I want to say one of the promotions one year for the Simpsons was they gave away an actual Simpsons house. Like with the curtains, the corn curtains and the little sailboat and everything.
And how it would look in real life versus the cartoon.
Yeah. For the Simpsons, on their couch, right above their couch, they have a little sailboat painting that Marge painted. I want that painting. I want that back. That is a fun one. Yeah, I don't really, when we're watching movies and TV shows, I don't know about anybody else. I don't, maybe the first couple episodes of a TV show, but I don't pay a ton of attention to the, you know, the setting. For me, I feel like I watch things wrong, and I'm watching them, and yes, I'm in the moment, I'm enjoying the conversation or what's happening, the dialogue, but I'm also out of the corner of my eye or in the back of my head thinking, okay, well, they filmed this on a TV set, maybe in Berkeley, maybe somewhere else. Oh, this one's live on location, or I can't help my brain from thinking of those things. Oh, the actor that came in from there, I wonder if they came in from behind a door that's an actual door, or is it just a, you know, plain door, what, you know, stage door, that kind of thing. I can't help my brain thinking of that stuff. So for one, I don't really enjoy this stuff nearly as much as I could. And I don't think about, you know, the actually staying at one of these places, because to me, so many of them aren't really real.
Yeah. I think it would be cool to stay at, like, Hogwarts Castle.
Oh, that's a good one. Oh, yeah, that's a pretty good one.
Or, you know, my personal favorite shows, Anne of Green Gables. It'd be cool to stay at Green Gables.
Yeah.
Or any of the houses in Rose Cottage from Tales of Avonlea. Road to Avonlea, sorry. Okay. That's the name of the actual series. Or The Little House on the Prairie. The actual little house.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of cool.
I know that there's a lot of these kind of places that are coming out about now more and more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things that I have not heard, and I'm very curious about, if it has to have affected it, you would think a little bit. But with the rise of Airbnb and a lot of this stuff, I have not heard any like complaints or any like how it has affected the hotel or motel industry.
Hmm.
I haven't heard any of that. And I, usually there is something like that. I mean, we're just, you know, with almost anything nowadays, if this comes out, well, this organization or this business is hurt by it or something like that. I'm not saying it is or it isn't. I just am surprised that we haven't heard that kind of news one way or the other.
I've heard a few things, but I wouldn't know off the top of my head. I do know that, you know, Airbnbs, as they've become more common, have become more expensive. It used to be you could actually stay in one cheaper than a hotel. Now it's not usually the case.
Have you ever done this, Airbnb?
I did. I stayed in one once in Madison, actually. It was really cool. It was these people's house, and they lived in it, too. So they were there while I was there, and they had a... one room of their house is like a, I don't know, it was like a conservatory / greenhouse. Because it had glass windows that went all the way up the front and then over the top of the roof for a little ways. And it rained one of the nights that I was there, so I got to sit out there and watch the rain come down. It was so cool.
And
they had like a little pond. With a fountain in the room.
In the room?
Yeah.
Dang.
It wasn't very big.
Wow.
But it took up like the back wall. And they had plants. And yeah, it was a really cool house.
I want that now. That sounds really cool. I want a place like that. Melissa, I've been saving this one for you. I thought you might find this interesting and fun. Celebrities are just like us. They love karaoke. And they have go-to songs when they play karaoke. BuzzFeed put together a list of them. Here are celebrities and their go-to song for when they're doing karaoke.
Okay.
Let's see here. Dylan O'Brien likes Lover by Taylor Swift. Paul Mescal, I believe he's a singer, isn't he? Paul Mescal, I think he is.
I don't know.
Well, The Climb from Miley Cyrus is his number one go-to. Zoe Kravitz, of course, daughter of Lenny Kravitz, and she's been having a moment for a couple of years here. She's been doing a lot of big work. She has five, including Purple Rain by Prince and Love is a Battlefield by Pat Benatar.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Both good ones, but you got to be able to pull off Purple Rain. Mm-hmm. Like I'm guessing Zoe could pull it off.
Probably.
But that's one of those ones I wouldn't feel comfortable going into that one myself. Let's see here. Ana de Armas, Sweet Child of Mine from Guns N' Roses.
Mm-hmm.
Vanessa Hudgens, You Gotta Be from Desiree. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. You Gotta Be.
You Gotta Be. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that song.
I really like that song, too.
It's a good song. Yeah, she's a great singer. I always thought she would be bigger. Mm-hmm. Like, she was really good. She had some really nice songs. Jennifer Hudson, another amazing singer herself. Never Loved a Man by Aretha Franklin.
Huh.
I got to imagine not many people feel confident covering Aretha Franklin. Jennifer Hudson would be one of those people I would feel pretty confident if I was her with that talent skill.
Mm-hmm.
With that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Fallon, Santeria from Sublime, not surprising at all. Timothée Chalamet, one of the biggest names in the world right now as far as acting goes. Heart-Shaped Box from Nirvana, interesting choice.
Okay.
Dua Lipa, Changes from Tupac. Olivia Rodrigo likes Dancing Queen from ABBA. I can see that one. That one feels like I don't know. I don't know the song for word, but off the top of my head, it feels like an easy one. Like,
except
feels like,
for the how high it gets.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. I ain't going near that one. No. Natalie Portman, the wonderful, the great Natalie Portman. Milkshake from Khalees.
Nice.
For those that don't know, Natalie Portman, back when Andy Samberg was on SNL, he'd do these digital shorts, and he always gets celebrities to do crazy, weird things and stuff. And Natalie Portman was on the show twice hosting. And the first time she was on, she did a Natalie's rap.
Hmm.
And it's Natalie doing hardcore hip-hop, and she nails it.
Wow.
She nails it. It is.
I guess that's not surprising. She's pretty fantastic.
She's a Juilliard artist. I mean, she's, an overall talent. Just hasn't. This may seem like funny to some people out there. Oscar winner, all these different things about Natalie Portman. She's been pretty pigeonholed in her career.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she has not had a chance to really break out. When's the last time you saw her in a comedy? She loves comedy. She really likes to do stuff like that. I think that she's just, the only thing she's missing is a casting director giving her an opportunity to do some other things.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to feel sorry for Natalie Portman.
No.
She's working great and everything.
No,
but
it'd be fun to see her in a comedy.
Yeah. I think she'd be great at it. She's proven she could do comedy on SNL. She's killed it both times. That Natalie's rap, if you're looking to laugh, that is going to make you. I have a hard time believing it wouldn't. And Donald Glover, one of my favorites. Donald Glover, Kiss from a Rose from Seal.
Oh.
For those who don't know, Donald Glover, of course, the brains and the voice behind Childish Gambino. He's got a lot of hits in there. Well, he really started focusing, where he started out as more of a rapper and everything, still raps, but he can sing. He can sing. He's covered a couple of artists on like interviews when he's done interviews and stuff and like tiny desk concert type things. Not that, but things like that.
Yeah.
And covers a lot of female artists. He does a lot of really nice version of taking those songs and putting his own spin on it, and own touch on it, and everything.
That's cool.
Do you have a go-to song for karaoke?
I have a few.
Hmm.
Black Velvet.
Oh. Good choice.
Carmen, Brokenhearted by Carmen. I do that one. It's been a long time, actually, since I've done karaoke. How about you?
I've done it once. And the one time we did it was the Doobie Brothers' Blackwater. I was up there with three other of my DJ's friends at from the GLX days and everything. So I don't know why, but that's the one I would like to. I'd like to do that again. It was fun. It was fun. It was one of those moments where it's like 1 a.m. and we just got done with a remote. We're all dog tired, but we're sticking around because we're getting beers and stuff and everything. And we went up there, and the four of us would talk about this and everything. Where, boy, we were up there. We were nailing that. We never practiced it or anything, but our harmonies were great. Travis and I were doing the "Oh, Blackwater, keep on moving." And Ace would pet, "Mr. Moon, won't you keep on shining?" Yeah, we were doing great. It was awesome. And then you look into the crowd. And you see the horrified faces, and you realize, oh, wait a minute. No, we're not nailing this. We're just drunk.
We just sound good in our heads. Yeah. Got it. Okay.
So I don't know if I should ever do karaoke again. I'm not sure if I should.
I think you should.
It's a fun one, and I encourage you to go ahead and check out that list if you like. BuzzFeed.com is where you can find it. You heard earlier we were talking about local theater. We're going to get to WRCT in a moment, but I do want to remind everybody that the Cole Porter Classic Anything Goes is coming to the Wausau Community Theater at the end of the month here. May 31st is their first show, opening night. 7:30 will be the show. June 1st, they'll have 7:30 show as well. On the 2nd, they'll have a 2 o'clock matinee. More shows to follow from the 6th through the 9th.
Wow.
Keep that in mind, everybody. Mm-hmm. All showings will be hosted at the UW Center for Civic Engagement over at 625 Stewart Avenue in Wausau, Wisconsin. Encourage you to find out more by going to wausaucommunitytheater.org, wausaucommunitytheater.org. If you'd like a preview of the show, check out Director's Cut. We had a couple of the cast members on recently on Director's Cut, a most recent episode. Mm-hmm. Really appreciate them joining us. It was a really fun conversation.
Yeah.
And it is not very often in life you have an opportunity to truly impact something.
Mm-hmm.
And just by buying a ticket, just by spreading the word about this show, you can help impact Wausau Community Theater and keep it alive.
Yeah, help save it.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, they're on the brink.
They're in a financial peril, and they need our help. And this is where our communities shine. You ask anybody in this community that works for a nonprofit, and they will speak so highly of this area because this area, unlike many in the union, do these kind of things, go above and beyond. Let's do that for our Wausau Community Theater, who have been entertaining us for decades, doing such great work over there. We got so many talented people from the Wausau area, from around that area. There are so many interesting individuals, and just as important as all of them are, I'm thinking about the kids we don't even know yet.
Right. The ones who are growing up now that will want these opportunities.
Great people that you know in this world got their start because of community theater, or got some confidence from community theater or something like that. The arts are important. Support the arts. Support our friends at Wausau Community Theater. Find out more at wausaucommunitytheater.org, wausaucommunitytheater.org. And you heard us earlier.
Before you go into WR, our Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, the CWAC, is actually, they opened their show this weekend, too. Yeah. Postmortem by Ken Ludwig. Our friend Carrie Drager is directing it. Yeah. This is her directorial debut. They have shows at 7:30. Tomorrow is their opening night, and then they'll have shows Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7:30, and then on Sunday at 2.
Encourage you to support that. We love our friends over at CWAC.
Yeah,
great people.
They're in the Century Theater. They've got some construction going on, so you'll have to enter in a different door than you normally would, but you'll still be able to get to the theater.
Break a leg to all the cast and crew, and congratulations to Carrie. She deserves this. She's great.
For sure.
She's awesome, and I really hope she enjoyed the experience.
That cast has had a blast.
I bet. I'm looking to find that out. I'm looking to do a show. I've always wanted to do a show over there. I'm going to be doing one next year. I'm looking forward to it, and looking forward to you guys all taking in that show, and encourage you to support CWAC and the great work that they are doing. Enjoy a great show this weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun. And also, of course, Rumors.
Yeah.
Our great friends over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, who we love and care about so very much, have one last main stage show this season, and it's Rumors. It kicks off on Thursday, tomorrow. So be sure to check that out, everybody. You can get tickets at wrctheater.org. They'll have a show on the 9th, 10th, and 11th. That 11th, all the shows will be at 7 on the 11th. This Saturday, they'll also have a 2 o'clock matinee.
Nice.
While the main stage season is wrapping up, there are plenty of things to bring you to WRCT, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
There is always something going on over there.
Well, they got the kids' shows all lined up for this summer.
Those are all coming up.
Yeah, they're well into rehearsals now.
There is not many better things you could see. I will even include Broadway with this than a kids' show from Hopo or anything like that. You're going to enjoy theater like you've never enjoyed it. It's such a blast, such a good time.
And it's so impressive what those kids are able to pull off in such a short amount of time.
And I wanted to Gretchen messaged me this morning, and it was right before I got on air, and then I've been on air and I haven't been able to check it, so I'm going to look at it right now in real time. They are hosting a fundraiser comedy show on May 18th called Laughter is the Best Medicine, and ticket sales are going to support the nonprofit Three Bridges Recovery for Mental Health Awareness Month.
Oh, nice.
So we want to make sure to spread the word about that. We're going to talk more about that, of course, as we get closer to it, but remind everybody that that is going on. Great work that they're doing over there. They have a stand-up and improv comedy show coming up May 18th that we're talking about here and everything. So that's a good one. Make sure to keep that in mind. And as Melissa mentioned, the kids shows are going on. They have casted Newsies Jr. That'll be coming up July 11th through the 13th. But later on in this year, or I should say this summer, it's a Madhouse Hopo production directed by Stephanie is going to be coming up. Auditions will be in July for that.
Nice.
And Midsummer-ish, a play totally not borrowed from Shakespeare at all, ever. Not at all. That one's going to be directed by Gretchen. We don't have the dates on that yet, but we will get them to you. Shout out to all the kids, all the people that are trying out and doing these things.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulate all of them. And a big congratulations to the cast of Rumors.
Yes.
Nice run. Have a great run. Enjoy yourselves. WRCtheater.org. WRCtheater.org. We will take a quick time out. We will come back and have some more fun with you, everybody. It's the morning show here at WFHR.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Dynamite! Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Spring has arrived, and so have many new and used vehicles at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, your neighborhood family-owned dealership, and this week's proud sponsor of Pet of the Week on locally grown radio WFHR. Tune in on Thursdays at 9 a.m. to hear about what's happening at the Southwood County Humane Society and learn about a pet that may become a new friend. Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep is located at 1910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids and online at johnsonsons.com.
Partly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms developing by mid to late afternoon today. Our high near 74 with wind north at 5 to 15. Tonight, scattered showers will drop down to 46. Tomorrow, clouds and a few showers in the morning. Some sunshine by later afternoon with a high tomorrow near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
You need cooling, baby, I'm not fooling. I'm gonna send you back to schooling. Way down inside.
Melissa and James hanging out with you. Little Led Zeppelin to play us in. I can get used to that. Also, I had to remind myself of their call letters again, though, because yeah, they brought me back to the classic rock days again. I almost gave the wrong call letter. We got a couple fun things we want to get into with the rest of the hour. And a little bit, Melissa, I want to touch on this with you. Restaurant etiquette. Get into some of that. We've got some interesting stats and thoughts on that one for you. But this one has been making the waves and getting around on social media a lot. We're going to dive into this one. And it's an interesting debate, I guess. And it's brought up some interesting conversations and some stuff that I think is important to be noted. Have you seen this one making the rounds on social media? Man or bear question.
I knew this was where you were going.
It's been super viral on social media this week. This is the first I was hearing of it when I figured came across it this morning. It shows how much I'm on social media. So shows how little I know what's going on in that world and everything. It's funny. I pay so much attention to news and all this stuff, but I feel like there's so many things that just go right past me.
Well,
I just miss them.
We can't pay attention to everything every moment.
Someone asked women, would you rather be alone in the woods with a bear or a man? Presumably a man you don't know. If you search TikTok for it, you find a million videos, like one where a guy asks 8 women on the street and 7 of them say bear. Plenty of women are defending guys and saying it's a ridiculous question that's not really being answered honestly, but it sparked a huge discussion on how safe or unsafe women feel around men in general. So to me, that was the big part of this, that, we're having this discussion. What a great segue into it, an icebreaker into this, while getting this out there to the masses and having this conversation healthily with a raised voice, not hushed or anything like that. Because of my serious brain, that's where I went with it and everything. But it also seems like some people are having some fun with it.
A little bit.
I don't want to make light of anything, obviously, but there does seem to be there. It's important to cover all the bases here. And it does seem like while there's a lot of serious and healthy discussion, I think, going on with this topic, there's also people having some fun with it.
There's also some people getting very angry about it, mainly men.
Right. That's discussion.
Yeah,
that's discussion. I feel like it's healthy in life to be able to have these discussions. The people that you love and respect in this world, you don't always agree with. You don't always. Melissa and I have debated plenty. There's a few people I respect and care about like you, but we've debated. We've had times where we don't see eye to eye and everything. I can't think of what it is, but I'm sure there is. and I'm like that with Seth, Pam, anybody here. And I feel very strongly about all you guys. I don't know that that's necessarily a bad thing, but I do think that no matter where the conversation goes, we have to keep in mind that part of this is being brought up because of the ridiculousness of not only the idea of, well, of course, I'd rather be with a human being than a bear. I can't predict. Oh, wait a minute. I can't predict this human being, mm-hmm. like, and the danger and the and things that I can't even begin to imagine because I am a man.
Mm-hmm.
And having discussion about this and everything.
Well, and I think some of the pushback too against men getting upset about it. The next question then is, well, what about if it's your daughter?
Mm-hmm.
If your daughter is in the woods, would you rather her be with a bear who's, pretty predictable, or a man she doesn't know?
Well, I'm a little biased on this one because it's easy. I know a lot about bears, and it's easy for me to say, well, I feel more confident with my daughter being with a bear because they can't tackle, they can't do a whole lot. Melissa, I've been a bear fan. We're not talking about Chicago Bears. Okay. Oh, I'm so sorry.
I
misunderstood that part of it.
Not the sports team, James.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm just saying, if you're going to, there's a lot of them that you wouldn't have to be afraid of. You wouldn't have to be worried about. This is what we do with life. This is society. This is how we talk. We have conversations. Some of it is serious. Some mm-hmm. of it is light. Some of it is, but we come away from it hopefully being a little more informed. A little bit more, or if not actual information, knowing people a little bit more, knowing somebody we care about a little bit more. You mentioned the daughter, and I think we've all thought and had this said before too. It shouldn't take that, but I think that is one of the ways that it comes home for some people.
Mm-hmm. For some men, yes.
Yeah, yeah. I think that that's important here too. Reaching across and trying to reach and. For them to understand a little bit more of this, for mm-hmm. for us as men to understand a little bit more of this, is a key part of this too.
Yes, yes, I agree, and I think that the it is a healthy debate. It takes it a little bit further than saying, "Well, I wouldn't want to meet that person in a dark alley."
Yeah, yeah,
it's kind of similar.
Yeah, it's very kind. Oh no, it's very kind of similar. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I kind of hope we have more of this. You know. I've mentioned before, I was raised by a hippie feminist, for God's sake. I mean, I felt pretty confident knowing a lot about women's issues and that, and with also understanding, I don't know a darn thing because I've never spent one day in as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a couple of years ago, Terry and I on the air, we're having a good time. We're just talking about going to the bars and all this. And she just casually says something about, getting up and going to the bathroom with her drink. And it just kind of surprised me a little bit. I'm like, oh, what? She's like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And mentioning how she, this and this about being a woman and going to the bars and all this. And it was things that I'd never heard before.
Mm-hmm.
Never. So, I mean, we can all be a little bit better about this. We can all be educated a little bit more on it. And it's the only way that we make everybody, equal, feel safer, all the above, is having these discussions.
Right.
If you are a man and you are getting bent out of shape about this, get over yourself. Yeah, this is just me talking here. I'm just me, straight up man to man, if you will. Get over yourself. It ain't about you.
Right.
If you are offended by this, I got more questions. I got some follow-up questions for you if you are offended by this. Mm-hmm. Because any kind of man I know would take this conversation and come out of it with the majority of men that I brought it up with and I've talked to about this, or I will talk about this. I know where they're coming from, and there's a reason I'm friends with them.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't friends with anybody that would take the opposite side of this. If you have a comments on this, we always love to hear from you. 715-424-2600. Feel free to call up and join the conversation. Give us your take on this.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I think that's a healthy one, and interesting some of the conversation that's come out of it.
Yeah, or some of the pushback. It is definitely a commentary on our society,
Yeah, I don't begrudge anybody their opinions or feelings. Certainly, you're entitled to every one of those things. But I got to be honest, more and more as we're going forward here, when there is pushback on these things, I don't pay as much attention to it.
Well, and the thing, too, is that it's on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
People say things on the internet that they would never say to somebody else in real life.
Yeah. And
that's, I think that needs to change.
That's cowardly. Anything I do on social media, my name is on there. I don't have a fake name. I don't have, the guy, Radio DJ 45 or something like that. Like, I put my name on everything I do. And I think that more people need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that that's going to, help everything, that that's going to change everything completely. But how much do you really mean what you're saying if you can't even put your name on it?
Right.
I mean, I do that every day on the air here. I encourage you to do that. If you feel that strongly about something, go ahead and put your name on it.
Mm-hmm.
At the very least, at the very least. If you're not going to treat people with decency, at least put your name on it and quit being such a coward. Because that's all it is a bunch of keyboard cowards out there. Mm-hmm. And I, we're seeing this by the numbers. More and more, that voice is being drowned out by actual voices. Mm-hmm. Because so much of that isn't even real people.
Right.
So much of it is half the time you don't even know anymore if those comments, those complaints are actual person, living.
Or if it's a bot, if it's someone in another country that's just trying to stir things up.
Because we got a lot of that. We got some of it in our own country, sure, but we got a lot around us of a lot of people sitting here watching America and wanting to watch us burn. And all we're doing is helping them when we add to the divisiveness.
Right.
That is why it is so vital going forward here that we do things to get away from the divisiveness.
Mm-hmm.
That's important.
Because there is more that brings us together than that tears us apart.
Like ice cream.
Or pizza.
Pizza. Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of good stuff like that.
Or, Bears game versus Packers.
I don't want to talk about that. We'll come back after our news break on the morning show here at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A federal appeals court is clearing the way for a high-voltage power line through a nature refuge in southwest Wisconsin. Conservation groups sued to try to stop the line from Dubuque to Middleton. About a mile of it would cross the Upper Mississippi River National Wildlife and Fish Refuge near Cassville. Democrats say Republicans are playing games with millions of dollars for PFAS cleanup statewide and health care in the Chippewa Valley. Senate Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein.
It means that communities from Peshtigo to French Island are still waiting to help clean up their water. And it means that more people won't be getting the health care services they need.
The Joint Finance Committee Tuesday did approve spending $36 million in opioid settlement money. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Ticks are already out. Ashley Johnson is a nurse practitioner at the Aspirus Tick-Borne Illness Center in Woodruff. She said you should check for ticks immediately after you come in from the woods, fields, or gardening.
So where you want to check for ticks is going to be any place that is dark, warm, and cozy. So your armpits, your belt line, the groin, the hairline behind the ears.
There are things you can do to prevent tick bites. Tuck your pants into your socks. Use bug sprays with at least 30% DEET. You can throw your clothes into the dryer for 20 minutes on high after coming in from outside, and be sure to check your pets. When you remove a tick embedded in your skin, you want to be sure you don't squeeze the body. Use a tweezers at the head, tick twister, or tick key. You can find more information on the Aspirus website. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers win a thriller. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A 6-5 win in Kansas City over the Royals. Top of the ninth, the crew down 5-3. The Royals fans daring Adames to be the hero. Brewers manager Pat Murphy after the win.
Willie is telling the fans he's going to do it. The group of fans right by the on-deck circle. Willie is announcing to them, if I get up there, we're going to take the lead. He's announcing it to them over and over, and they're playing back and forth to each other. Gary walks. He turns back to me. He goes, watch this. Bam.
You're being serious?
I'm being dead serious. It's what he did. It's amazing. No, it was unbelievable. I watched this, and I'm looking at Ricky, and I'm looking back at him, and he's carrying on with them during Gary's at-bat, and he's telling them, and they're all Kansas City fans, and he's telling them, one more ball. It was a 3-0 pitch, and then 3-1. And he goes, one more, and he turned back to him, and he goes, here we go. Watch this. Went up there. Boom. I mean, it was like, did I just see that? It was a cool moment.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The weather impacts everything, and the history of windmills includes using the weather, in this case, the wind, to help mill grain and pump water. The modern windmills that you see across Wisconsin today are often called wind turbines. These still use the wind, but now it's to produce electricity. And a new study shows that turbines can also lower the daytime temperature while keeping it warmer at night. The moving air protects crops from frost. It's a weather-ready fact. And Saturday, May 11th, is National Windmill Day. If you really want to celebrate, save June 5th through the 9th. because it's Windmill Days in Baldwin, Wisconsin, a celebration of Dutch heritage and the windmills in the village. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar & Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 7 locations statewide. Monk's Bar & Grill is ready for your next game day visit and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Deb Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters Wisconsin joins us at 10:33. 11:33, public service announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Partly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms developing by mid to late afternoon today. Our high near 74 with wind north at 5 to 15. Tonight, scattered showers will drop down to 46. Tomorrow, clouds and a few showers in the morning. Some sunshine by later afternoon with a high tomorrow near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us. Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day, everybody. Mm-hmm. Let's talk etiquette. Some of us don't think people should have their phones on while eating, but others think it's fine to have them at the table, chair charging, or at a restaurant, or while the waitress is over there asking for what your order is.
Well, some of them make you look at the menu on your phone now. They don't even give you a menu.
That's true.
Scan this QR code for our menu.
How can you be rude if you have to be looking
at your phone? Yeah. I'm sorry. I like to read what I'm ordering off the menu.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, me too.
Otherwise, I forget 100%. What I picked.
I don't know what it is, but I'm the same exact way. And I think part of it, too, because I'm picky. And I'm always asking for something off or something like that or whatever. There's a big new survey out on acceptable and unacceptable behavior at restaurants. And some of the results are surprising. Here are the highlights ranked from most to least acceptable behaviors. Now, I haven't looked at this list. I always like to kind of have some fun with Melissa or whoever, you know, we're doing the show with and everything and be improv of it. I will say, not looking at the list, my number one, how somebody treats the clerk
the or staff,
the staff, how, you know, all that. That's a big one. You can't, I don't care what the circumstance.
Yeah, don't be rude.
Nope, can't do it. You don't have to go back there. You really have that bad of an experience? That's the way you show them that you don't really like them. You don't go back, I guess. You know, there's other ways to handle it than treating somebody who's making less than minimum wage like trash just because you've had a bad day or you had this or that or whatever. You know. So number one, asking for a to-go container to take leftovers home. 93% say that's acceptable. 3% say that's unacceptable.
3%. That's good because portion sizes are kind of large.
Well,
and if you can't finish your food, you should be able to take it home with you.
My mother's side of the family came from some money, or had some at least, and class and respect. And I grew up learning what this fork does this, and this spoon does this, and that kind of stuff. And do I remember a lick of that? No. But I remember all of those things being very, very important. And these people loved leftovers. Like, I've never heard of anybody like it being unacceptable. I've never heard that before. Of course, I also have a bit of the whole lot of fancy restaurants. So.
Well, yeah, and if, I suppose the fancier the restaurant, the smaller the portions, should be able to finish your food. Mm.
Sending back a dish that wasn't made as specified. 84% say that's acceptable, 7% say it's not.
Oh, well, I mean, if it's an allergy issue, I would say then it's absolutely acceptable.
Yeah.
And I mean, occasionally it has happened where I've ordered something and asked for no cheese and it comes with cheese. And a lot of times I can pick it off.
How are you on if you order like a steak and you wanted it this way and it comes and it's not that way? You want a medium rare and it's not medium rare.
I'm not the one that's going to send it back. I'll eat it.
I just eat it. Yeah. I don't know if that's good or not, but I do. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I don't want to waste food.
Right. Yeah. That's like, I mean, they already made it. You know, mm-hmm. And it's not, while I am, yes, a very picky eater, when it comes to some of that stuff, like if I ordered it medium rare and it's just a little rare or whatever, as long as it's safe to eat, I'm going to eat it. I don't see that one being a that big of a deal. Taking photos of your food. Oh, this is huge. 75% say that's acceptable. 13% say it's not.
Well, I mean, it's actually, especially in a restaurant, if it's a beautiful presentation, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, that's only benefiting the restaurant if you're taking a picture of it and posting it on social media, because that's what they're doing with it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think this is one of the more easy ones where that 75% are the ones doing it, and the 13% are the ones not doing it.
Right, who are sick of looking at other people's food on Facebook.
So this is one of those things, too, that I actually makes me think of art. You and I look at the painting, we're going to both get different feelings, different impressions from it and everything. I see people posting food, and there are a lot of the people that do this are people I love and care about and respect. I love asking their questions about topics and these things, and they're the same people posting the food of their hamburger or something like that. I don't get it. It's food. I don't get it. But I also get that I don't get it. That's art to some people. Or maybe not art is a stretch, but it is creativity. It is.
You know what? The presentation of a meal.
Oh, well, some of that stuff, yeah.
Is art.
I loved Anthony Bourdain, and I loved watching his shows. And he was one of the guys that really got me to understand that stuff a little bit more. Mm-hmm. That so many chefs and cooks are creatives.
Yeah.
Or they all are, really. But there, a lot of them are people who love the creative arts and those things. And while they couldn't act or sing a song or something like that, they know food.
Mm-hmm.
So this is an opportunity for them to put a lot of that creativity to work.
And that's where they express themselves.
I didn't understand a lot of that early on until hearing him talk about it and everything. And Anthony Bourdain, one of the things I loved and appreciated about him is there was never a pretentiousness with him.
Mm-hmm.
He just talked to you. He didn't talk down to you. I appreciate that's how you learn things. Neil deGrasse Tyson, people like that. I think that's how we learn a lot of that stuff.
If it can be explained in a way we can understand, even if you haven't had the years of schooling that they've had.
Asking to be seated before the entire party arrives. 69% say that's acceptable. 13% say it's not. I don't see what the big deal is there.
What's the big deal with that?
I don't understand.
I mean, it's not like they're not going to put somebody else at that table.
Right, right. I don't get that. I'm very confused by that. That one's the one that's confused me the most so far. I don't understand.
Why wouldn't you sit down?
Yeah. Asking for a table near a power outlet to charge their devices. 51% say that's acceptable, 29% say it's not, and 20% say they're not sure. Of course. Taking an extended period of time to decide what to order. For an extended period of time is in quotes. We all know that person, or have had that person.
Well, or if you're with a group, that can be a little rude.
Yeah.
More toward the other party people in your group than maybe the restaurant. I don't know.
And 48% say that's acceptable. 34% say it is not. There are certain restaurants, too, where it is kind of like you get a dictionary for a menu. there's a lot on there and everything. And I get, the idea of not being sure, but I don't know. Maybe it's just, it might just be me. I feel like I order the same thing. So
as long as they add a bacon double cheeseburger on the menu, you're good.
I'm going to just move on. number 7, this gets a little more dicey as we're getting into some of these. Flirting with the staff. 23% say that's acceptable, 57% say it's not, and 20% aren't sure whether it's cool to be openly flirt with the staff these days. Now, one, to me, I would always play it safe, and it ain't worth it. It is not worth it. Now, I have had the opposite of this. Where I have had, I did not know at the time. I didn't know actually until days later when my buddy told me, she was flirting with you. Like, I had no idea. but I've never been on that other end of it where you're going to, I don't know. There's something about, I can tell if a woman is pretty, obviously, and everything, but she's doing a job.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the last thing, I have a hard time believing that when she went to work that day, she was really hoping somebody would ask her out. I don't know.
Well, there's a certain... There's a difference between somebody being friendly and flirting with you because it, for whatever reason, yeah, versus old men being...
Yeah. Creepy.
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 To pretty young waitresses.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have been on the receiving end of that, and it's awkward. Mm. And you feel like you have to be nice to them and respond to them so that you get a tip. And I have a problem with that.
Well, I do too. I do too. You shouldn't have to shake your moneymaker to get some money. You shouldn't have to do that.
That's not a, in a restaurant.
No.
That wasn't a Hooters.
Right. No, that I don't. Again, going back to the daughters thing, you wouldn't treat your daughter that way. You wouldn't want your daughter treated that way. Most men that that would do that kind of thing, if they saw another man doing that to their daughter, would have quite the different reaction. So I think that's a good one. And I don't know. I just think that it's common courtesy, like, you know, to I guess there's a difference of being nice and treating somebody with respect and flirting. Like, mm-hmm. There's a pretty good line there, I would think. Bringing outside food or drinks into the restaurant. 14% say it's acceptable. 71% say it's not.
That's not.
I can't really do it.
I don't know why. The only reason it would be acceptable is if you have some kind of allergy.
Hmm. I was at a restaurant in California and meeting with a couple clients and everything, and having a really nice, it was one of the nicer restaurants I've been to, and we were enjoying the meal, and the person right across from me, just as they're about to take a bite, drops their fork, and I was like, whoa, what's going on? And like, don't look, but there is somebody behind you who brought their own knives and forks. I'm like, really? And it's one of those things where they tell you not to look, and you, of course, look.
Mm-hmm.
And I turn around to look and everything, and there is, I kid you not, a man standing there with some of the best posture I've ever seen, and he has our back to us, but he, on the side, had a bag, a velvet bag, a purple velvet bag. It looked like one of the Crown Royal bags, but it wasn't.
I was just going to say, did he bring in some Crown Royal?
Yeah, it wasn't Crown Royal, though, but it looked like it. And he's pulling out a knife, a fork, and he's got them all sitting on the table next to him and everything, and just did all this like it was normal. I don't know if he was a regular there or what. To this day, I've never seen anything like that.
Hmm.
I've never seen that before. So I got to think that if, you know, that might be a little more okay than you know.
Yeah.
Well, and that was before the pandemic. So, I mean, I don't know if people doing that nowadays or anything, but yeah, you can't bring outside food.
No.
Can't do that. What are you doing? Yeah, you can't do that. Snapping their finger to get the waiter's attention.
Oh.
11% say that's acceptable. 81% no.
No, yeah. You make eye contact.
Yeah. Yeah.
That your server will come over immediately.
Yes.
And if you have an attentive server, they're checking on you pretty regular.
Hmm. Debating menu prices with the staff. Nobody thinks that's okay. Nobody thinks that's okay.
Even an option?
Yeah, how is that an option? Who thinks you could do that? And saying they won't pay for a dish they didn't like, but 4% say it's acceptable, 90% say it's not, and 6% are not sure, of course. You ate it. You don't get to do that. You can't do that.
That's the server's choice. Mm. You know, like I recently had an experience at a restaurant where the fish, I didn't think it was cooked all the way through. So I just didn't eat it. And when the server came, but I had plenty of other food. You know, I had a salad bar and I had French fries. I didn't eat the fish. And when the server came to my table and asked how everything was, I was like, I don't think the fish was done. But it's fine. You know, I had plenty to eat, and I'm actually going to a party after this where I don't have to eat again. So it's totally fine. She's like, oh, I'll let them know in the kitchen. I'm like, no, I'm not, you know, not trying to cause any. She's like, no, they need to know. And when she came back, she had taken it off my bill.
Huh, that was nice.
She's like, yeah, you don't have to pay for that.
That was nice.
Yeah, but I didn't ask for it.
Do you find yourself being a former server, keeping that, having that in mind when you're talking to servers and everything? I feel like I do that with jobs I've done.
Yeah. I guess, but it's just more that's how I am.
Yeah, right on.
I wouldn't have.
Yeah. We'll take a quick time out. We'll come back, talk about good stories of the day, some local good stuff, and plenty more on The Morning Show at WFHR.
There are special days in May. Mother's Day is huge. Thanks to all the moms. Then Armed Forces Day. We appreciate our servicemen and women. May wraps up with Memorial Day, when we remember and thank those who sacrificed for our country. Thank you from everyone at Crockett Septic. May might be a month where you have a special event and need a porta potty. Or maybe your county septic reminder card came in the mail this month and you need it pumped. Just give Crockett Septic a call and we'll help you out. Call 715-712-3456.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie. Yeehaw!
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute, and today's tip is about saving at the supermarket. I'm talking about buying in bulk. I don't mean like mega bulk when you take your car to Costco and you fill the whole thing up with beef jerky and toilet paper. I'm talking about those dispensers at the grocery store, you know, the bins with the scoops in them, or those, you turn the thing and then you fill a little bag with nuts or beans or whatever. That's what I mean. Savings can range from just pennies cheaper to like 30 or even 50% off. I mean, things can really add up. Smart bulk buys are things like flour, sugar, dried beans, things like that. Now imagine you save even just 10 cents a day on one thing that you use every day. Over the course of a year, that's like 30 bucks. Imagine finding 10 things like that, 300 bucks. I mean, this can really add up. And that was your Work Money Minute. Go to workmoney.org for more tips or text money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Partly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms developing by mid to late afternoon today. Our high near 74 with wind north at 5 to 15. Tonight, scattered showers will drop down to 46. Tomorrow, clouds and a few showers in the morning. Some sunshine by later afternoon with a high tomorrow near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Welcome back to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. Just a couple of minutes left to show. We'll take you right to the top of the hour. Melissa, I want to dive right into our good stories of the day, get to some local events that are going on, and even some stuff happening right here at the studios.
Yeah, that's right. We have the 2024 pocket schedules for Raptors baseball right here at the studio. They're so cute. They're pocket size. If you have pockets.
They are, I got a pocket.
Yeah. You can stop in during regular business hours, 9 to 4 during weekdays to pick up your schedule. Or you can also listen to, stop showing off how many pockets you have, jerk.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Listen to Raptors Baseball all summer long on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, your station for Raptors Baseball, or on our Civic Media app.
I didn't think of that. That was good. Also, we had our friends from the Wisconsin Parks and Recs Department in yesterday. A big shout out to them. It was so good to have them in studio. One of the things we were talking about is joining the Krakens, the Wisconsin Rapids Swim Club.
Oh, cool.
They have a summer season, June 10th through August 1st. No practices on July 4th weekend in that. Mm-hmm. Their practices take place at LHS Monday through Tuesday and Thursday in the Aquatic Center and other days. They have a lot of different options for ages for this, ages 10 and under and ages 11 plus. And if you're interested in becoming a Kraken, come on and try it out. Register now for one of our free trial days. Choose from May 14th to May 16th, May 21st, or May 23rd. Requirements, you must be ages 5 to 18 and be able to swim one length. You can find out more about this by visiting their website and emailing them. You can email them at parksdepartment@wirapids.org. parksdepartment@wirapids.org. Go ahead and give it a try, everybody. It's a free try. Go ahead and give it a shot.
And what a great name, Krakens.
Yeah, the Krakens. I love it. We were talking about that yesterday. Awesome. It's so great.
And then you can also help build a United We Can food sculpture that is happening on Witterfield on June 18th. You can sign up for a team with the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, or you can also sponsor a team. So you just need to contact Ben Eberlein at Ben, where is his email address? There we go. Ben at uwswac.org or call him at 715-421-0390.
You can find out more at uwswac.org. Be sure to follow your United Way on social media as well. Got some blood drives coming up in the area throughout the week, upcoming weeks and throughout May. Keep in mind one happening here in Wisconsin Rapids from 10 to 3 over at the ODC at 1191 Huntington Avenue. That will be tomorrow. Tomorrow they will have that at from 10 to 3 over with our friends at the ODC. At 1191 Huntington Avenue. Get on over there, donate if you can. Find out more if you'd like at redcrossblood.org, redcrossblood.org. You can also give them a call, 1-800-RED-CROSS, 1-800-RED-CROSS. Big thank you to the ODC hosting that. Also keep in mind, on the 22nd of this month from 10 to 3, McMillan Library will be hosting a
blood drive. And I believe right now, if you donate with the Red Cross, you get a free coupon for a haircut.
Ooh, not bad, not bad. Go ahead and check that out, everybody. And we appreciate all of you donating that can. We also have a great Midday Magazine for you today. Be sure to join us a little bit later. From starting at 3 o'clock, we'll have our friends from Family Natural Foods in. Stephen and Katrina Hintner will be with us. We'll hang out with them. And in part two, Kim Shields from Encourage is bringing in some guests. We are going to be talking with some of the ladies from the Wood County Veterans Memorial Committee and the Material Girls Quilting Club.
Nice.
And about their Quilts of Valor coming up.
Yeah, because that's coming up here later in May.
Looking forward to that. And a great show, Melissa.